Tell me a bit about the strategy that we're talking about here.
Under the Equalities Act, the Council have a duty to make sure that all our communities and communities of interest are totally covered. One of the areas that we have to address as part of this is what we do with the travelling community. So we've identified through discussions with the representatives of the community that there are really two different groups here. There are two diverse groups. There's the travelling community, which is what people see coming and going in very short time. And we've also got within East Ayrshire a settled community of travellers who their tradition is that they travel, but they now want to settle for a lengthy period of time through the year, but still have the opportunity to travel when there is something happening in the summer, whether it's a horse fair or whatever they want. But what they want to do is to be integrated into the community, but still, in accordance with their own tradition, live within their caravans and to be provided with the services that our normal community would be provided with, which is education, health and cleansing and everything else.
Tell me a bit about the code of conduct, what that involves.
Whilst we recognise the two different groups, and we're never going to stop the travelling community travelling through our areas. So what we've come up with is a code of conduct, which is what we expect them to comply with when they're in our area. And this lays down things like what we expect them to do in terms of cleanliness, looking after themselves and relating to us. So the code of conduct will be put to them whenever they come onto site. Our normal practice is that a council officer and representative from the police visit them very early on. We will make them aware of the code of conduct and ask them to make sure that they comply with it. If they're not on council property, which very often happens, that they go into private property, similar arrangement will be done and the landlord or the owner of the property will be given the information and all the advice and help that we can give him to make sure that he understands his requirements as an owner to make sure that they comply with the requirements of the code of conduct.